This is St. Louis Public Radio. Driving in the metro area can be difficult when motorists have trouble seeing the lines on the road, especially when it's raining. The issue prompted dozens of respondents to our Curious Lewis project to wonder why more reflective paint isn't used on local streets. As St. Louis Public Radio's Joseph Leahy reports, it's mostly a matter of rough winters and low budgets.
For the most part, all traffic striping used in the metro area is reflective. Trouble is, it's often just not very effective or durable. The city of St. Louis uses an acetone-based paint with glass beads embedded on top. St. Louis County and MoDOT predominantly use waterborne paint with beads. Both techniques are cost-effective, but break down within a year or so.
Oh, yeah, it's a major issue.
BJ Penick is a project planner for Traffic Control Company that contracts road surfacing work with MoDOT and county municipalities. He says the area's harsh winter weather makes it even harder to keep road lines bright and reflective.
Especially after the snow season, yes. As soon as it snows and plows go down, all that reflectivity is gone because those beads are being sheared off by the plows.
The city of Creve Coeur, however, is an outlier in budgeting more for high-durability road markings, which Penick says are some of the best in the county. Creve Coeur civil engineer Rich Barron says using epoxy adhesives is worth the cost.
It's about four times more expensive than the waterborne, but on low-volume roads like we have for residential streets, the epoxy will hold up for 5-6 years, maybe more.
In contrast, St. Louis's high-volume major roads are typically striped twice a year. Traffic Commissioner Deanna Vanker says diminished road line visibility is a universal issue, and longer-term solutions all depend on how much there is to spend. I'm Joseph Leahy, St. Louis Public Radio News.